This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 58 years. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Five seniors from the Unionville Sebring Area School District attended the GTC Academic All-Conference Awards Banquet. The students in question who attended the banquet were Sully Linsner, Taylin Sutherland, Gabby Crum, Kalea Vela, and Sophia Wanless. District officials are quite proud of the accomplishments that these students have gathered. And another local and regional news for today. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville will be meeting with constituents in Bad Axe, Marlette, and Sandusky. On Friday, April the 26th, Alexander will be at the Bad Axe Airport at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe. From 9 to 10 a.m., Alexander will be at the Sandusky Airport at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky from 11 a.m. to noon on Friday, April the 26th. And then on Monday, April the 29th, he will be at the Marlette Township Hall at 6725 Airport Road in Marlette from 9 to 10 a.m. An appointment to meet with the representative is not necessary. If you still wish to speak with him, those who are unable to attend but still want to speak to Representative Alexander can still call his office directly at 1517-373-1791. Or you can send an email to gregalexander@house.mi.gov. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from the used department at More Motor Sales.
And this is Dawn Foote from the new car sales.
Hey, Dawn, we got some great deals going this month. You want to hear what they are?
I do.
This month, on select vehicles, we're giving $3,500 more than what your car is worth.
Mike, why would we do such a thing?
Actually, we won't. We will give you fair market value on whatever you're looking at. And you know why we're not going to give you that much money over what your trade is worth?
Because that's not possible.
It is not possible, and it's not true. What will we do for the first 10 people through the door?
We will treat them just like the next 10,000 people.
So we're not going to do a special deal for the first 10?
No, why would we do something like that? We treat every customer the same.
So if you want a dealer who won't pressure you to race down here for false promises, but merely to get treated fairly and honestly, come down to More Motor Sales in Carroll, Michigan, and see me, Mike.
And me, Dawn Foote.
For the real deal. More Motors.
More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been making the drive to Carroll for more than 59 years.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. An Arizona grand jury has indicted former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, as well as his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others for their efforts to use fake electors to try to overturn Trump's loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. The indictment released Wednesday names 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Trump won Arizona in 2020. It also says there are 7 other defendants whose names were not immediately released because they had not yet been served with their respective charges. Trump is described as an unindicted co-conspirator. Trump has argued that he cannot be prosecuted for such acts that he committed while serving as president. And another national and international news. Police have tangled with student demonstrators in Texas and California, while new encampments sprouted at Harvard and other colleges as school leaders sought ways to diffuse a growing wave of pro-Palestinian protests. At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens of local police and state troopers formed a line to prevent students from marching through the campus Wednesday, eventually clashing with the protesters and detaining multiple people. And at the University of Southern California, police removed several tents and got into a tug-of-war match with protesters before falling back. The actions across the United States came after Columbia University averted another confrontation between students and police earlier in the day. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Lemurian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 58 years.